Let's talk a little bit about rectal cancer. Can you kind of summarize, where we've been and where we are right now with that disease?
I mean, rectal cancer is a more complex disease in terms of management than colon cancer because of the anatomical problems we have with local recurrence rates that are higher than naturally than colon cancer. So just the very fact that it's a more demanding surgery, the surgical training in order to maximize and optimize patient outcome, I think is a little more complicated in rectal cancer than it is in colon cancer, TME resection being standard of care, etc. But there is another complicating factor, which is the radiation component, just because we know that radiation in conjunction with chemotherapy and as radiation itself can lower local recurrence rates. So the problem in rectal cancer is local recurrence with its associated morbidity, not necessarily mortality, but morbidity. So in order to address these issues and rationally combine treatment approaches, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, we were in limbo for quite some time. We really had no guidance whether we should do chemotherapy first or radiation first or later and when put the surgery in. I think the situation has now settled on a new standard approach, which I think is a good standard approach. And it's based on a German trial which accrued 800 patients into a neoadjuvant radiochemotherapy approach versus adjuvant radiochemotherapy approach, meaning trying to identify the question, is it better to give radiation chemotherapy before or after surgery? And at the same time point, optimizing surgery because it was demanded to do TME surgery on all these patients. And the trial did not show a difference in overall survival, but it did show a difference in terms of local recurrence and acute and chronic complications of therapy, as well as a high rate of sphincter-sparing surgery in those patients, all in favor of those patients who received neoadjuvant radiochemotherapy leading to surgery. So I think the standard of care right now in the treatment of stage 2 and 3 rectal cancer is to use neoadjuvant radiochemotherapy with a 5-FU-based radiosensitization, followed by surgery, followed then by chemotherapy, because that's a component which was always carried over in these clinical trials.
And specifically, the standard that evolved was using continuous infusion 5-FU. You have to put a pump in and give these people chemotherapy during the radiation therapy.